This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. Kelly Sue DeConnick and her husband, Matt Fraction, were recently dubbed the first couple of comics by Entertainment Weekly. And just yesterday, it was announced that they signed with Universal to adapt their comic books for a television series. The couple's relationship began in Kansas City, where they got married and had their first child in the early 2000s. But now they live in Portland. For our Leaving Kansas City series, Kelly Sue told us about the bizarre and frightening events near their Midtown home that ultimately prompted them to leave.
There was just a series of muggings. A guy got beat up walking his dogs. Our home was broken into. Our car was broken into 4 times. Our neighbor right across the street got held up at gunpoint. And then there was a police chase that ended in our front yard. That was kind of the nail in the coffin. Our son was a year old, and it was the middle of the night, and I woke up to my husband telling me to take the baby and lay on the floor. There'd been a car chase that ended in the front yard. The stolen car went over a tree. We had a tree in our front yard that it just knocked down and then got hung up on the sort of what was left of the tree, the stump kind of thing, and came to a stop about the width of a deck of cards from our front porch. And the carjackers hopped out and took off on foot, and so there were cops everywhere, and there was a helicopter and dogs, and it was terrifying. The police, as they were leaving, told us that they had not recovered the gun, and that we should be careful if our son was playing in the yard. And then on Saturday, Henry and I were playing on the front porch, and he had this little toy elephant, and he threw it off of the front porch, and it went into the bush right in the front. And I went down and got down on my hands and knees and got the elephant, and then I saw that there was a weed growing. So I crawled in a little further to get it. And when I did that, I saw the gun. All I could think at that point was that, if my son had been a little bit older, I could have said, you go get your own elephant. And he could have come up with the gun. And at that point, it was just all right, I'm done. I'm done having panic attacks if Matt's gone for an extra 5 minutes walking the dog because I'm afraid something happened to him, And so we decided that we were going to put the house on the market and decided, all right, if we're going to pack up all of our stuff and move, then are we going to move to another part of town or are we going to move somewhere else? Because at that point we were both writing full time and we had the freedom to go wherever we wanted to go. And we were really, really drawn to Portland. There's all kinds of things I miss about Kansas City. My friends, primarily. I miss my AA group on the plaza a lot. I miss barbecue. I miss people arguing about who makes the best barbecue. I have no ill will towards Kansas City. I love Kansas City. I have fond memories of it. It just wasn't the right fit for us in the long term. And there's as the economy starts to tank, people are hurting and they get desperate and crime rises. And I get it. I understand sociologically how it works. But I had a one-year-old and I was tired and I was scared,
Man, that is just really a bummer. Kelly Sue DeConnick writes pretty deadly for Marvel Comics. She and her husband will be adapting the comic book Sex Criminals for television. Her story was produced by Suzanne Hogan as part of our Leaving Kansas City series. We've told stories about why some people come to Kansas City, and now we're wondering what sends others looking to make a new home somewhere else. If you know someone with a story to tell about leaving Kansas City, drop us a line. Central Standard at KCUR.org.